Do you know the attention you give yourself preparing for maybe a first date, meeting the in-laws, or maybe just a job interview? Showered, shampooed, clothes pressed and ironed. Every little detail, perfect. It not only makes for a good impression, you just carry yourself a bit nicer too, don't you? Feeling a bit special and set apart from the crowd. Well, in the Bible, the word holy means just that. The word holy in Hebrew comes from a term meaning separate, set apart. So what is holy is separated from common use or held sacred, especially because it's clean and pure. And our theme for this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 7 is being set apart. Living a life holy unto the Lord to accept God's promise to dwell with you and walk with you. As we begin, rest here aware of God. Whether at the beginning or the end of your day, just be thankful for this time to be with God. Take 3 deep belly breaths as your eyes drift from open to a soft focus to now closed. And just rest in this place of holiness. This time of His forgiving love, in this moment of the presence of God, Spirit, and Son, being revealed to you. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and respond softly, Lord God, let me live set apart for Your purpose. But I am chosen, royal and consecrated. And Lord God, let me live set apart for Your purpose. I'm someone special of God's own possession. So Lord God, let me live set apart for Your purpose. So that I may proclaim the excellencies, the wonderful deeds and virtues and perfections of Him who called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. Lord God, let me live set apart for Your purpose. Rest here now, praying as He walks with you, as He dwells with you. Pray in your own words before your own Heavenly Father, a humble prayer receiving His promises. Often, the guilt we harbor can all too easily become a blanket of consuming shame. Feeling undeserving to walk with your hand in His. Perhaps you felt unworthy of God's presence. Perhaps even unaware of His presence. Well, take this time to notice the feelings you have over guilt and shame. We have feelings of guilt, but shame is when we let the guilt define who we are. Do you feel defined by things you've done? Things done to you? Well, don't focus on the cause. Just notice the effects of sin for a moment. Just take note of whatever the Holy Spirit brings to mind. Feel no judgment for what you may see or feel or experience. Just simply note and sit with the thoughts and the effects as they rise. Now let your mind be transformed into that of Christ. Let your guilt float by out of your mind. Let nothing define you other than God. Take this time to become mindful of moments of walking in peace with God, of dwelling in peace with Christ. Be aware too of your breathing. Breathe in deep from your belly as you become more aware of walking and dwelling with God. Just notice your stomach filling. Be mindful of how you feel taking slow, deep belly breaths, breathing in the presence of God. Feel no judgment if thoughts drift back to feelings of guilt or shame. Your thoughts will certainly drift. Just let them drift for a second, and let them drift back as you center on the breathless whisper, "Lord God, let me live set apart for your purpose." Center on the words "set apart" for the next few moments. Feel no judgment. Just feel safe here, waiting and aware of God, while I mind the time. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Rather than studying them, accept them. Accept them as though they were written to you, because they were written to you. From across the centuries, receive these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, from the New International Version, words from Paul. Dear my beloved friend, you have these promises that God will dwell with you, walk with you. He will be your God. You are His. So go forth now and purify yourself from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. How did you feel receiving these words from the Apostle Paul? Well, let the words permeate your soul, words intended for you. Once more, therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Pause here longer and feel them become yours now in quiet contemplation. Be aware of words of hope, of promise, and of holiness. Allow this second expanded divine reading to become a prayer from your heart as you listen to this passage as a prayer from the Amplified Version. Dear Heavenly Father, therefore, since I have these great and wonderful promises, let me now cleanse myself from everything that contaminates my body and spirit, completing holiness, living a consecrated life, a life set apart for God's purpose, in the fear of God. Amen. Let your emotions and thoughts from this prayer move you now into a moment of personal prayer. Share with God whatever is on your heart in this sacred time, whatever needs cleansed, whatever needs purified and set apart for your holiness and His glory. Finally, reading the scripture one last time, it's time to contemplate, to consider and ponder. Listen for what he reveals to you. Consider what you see, hear, touch, smell, even feel as you listen once more. Therefore, since we have these great and wonderful promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, completing holiness, living a consecrated life, a life set apart for God's purpose in the fear of God. Take this minute to sit with God now. What did he show you? What did you say to him? What did you feel? And what can you take away from this passage? Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation. Earlier in this letter, Paul listed the promises that are yours. He wrote from Ezekiel chapter 22. So listen to this now and receive these promises from God. I will make my dwelling with you. I will walk with you. I will be your God and you will be mine. I will welcome you. I will be your heavenly Father. In this time of divine inspiration, imagine walking with him, dwelling with him. Let him welcome you, and as you step towards your heavenly Father, feel his very presence cleanse you. Receive the gift of purity that his Son gives you from the cross. And just rest here now in his promises. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, let me live set apart for your purpose. Letting the sacred words, set apart, be those that guide you through the guilt and shame that you may encounter along the path. And remember here that your holiness is not of your doing. By God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone, you are set apart. You are pure, perfect, righteous, and holy by his gracious gift to you. So take a moment now to be mindful of moments to remind another of their true worth and value. Who do you know that's chasing the identity the world offers? Or maybe someone that's hiding in shame. How can you help them lift the blanket and encounter the warm, forgiving love of God? How can you remind them the gift of God's cleansing by his grace and faith in Christ? Well, let me pray a prayer of blessing over you now, my beloved, to to accept the great and wonderful promises of God, to cleanse yourself from everything that contaminates your body and spirit, completing the holiness and living a life set apart for God's purpose. Be set apart, my friend, and let His presence cleanse you. Let your awareness of God be your satisfaction. Let, too, the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, whether navigating earthquakes and fires and guilt and shame of life, remember to listen for the gentle whisper from the margins of your life. Be mindful and aware as you accept the divine promises offered to you, for it's in the whispers that you will encounter the revealed God.